I'm Chris Simon with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and the new year brings us one of its first music-related books, the first full-length biography of Alan Lomax. If he's remembered at all these days, not quite a decade since his death, but a few away from the height of his career, it's as a folklore collector. But one of the surprises in this engaging and wide-ranging book from John Zwed, professor of music and jazz history at Columbia University, is just how wide a swath Lomax cut in a career that spans some six decades. As Zwed sums up near the end of the book, Lomax was a musicologist, archivist, singer, DJ, filmmaker, photographer, author, producer of radio, TV, recording, and concert productions, as well as an anthropologist, political activist, lobbyist, and social theorist. He was in the midst of some of the country's key historical and cultural events and crossed paths with Lead Belly, Jelly Roll Morton, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Muddy Waters, and Bob Dylan, to name but a few. He went from being a mere collector of tunes and tales to a champion of the people who created them, and from a close study of particular artists and regions to a search for a grand unifying theory of music and culture. All this from a man who was never a formal academician, and as Zwed clearly accounts, lived from grant to grant, gig to gig, and often hand to mouth as he pursued music and musicians around the world. Lomax left behind an enormous archive of sound recordings, film and video, tapes, books and journals, photographs, and 120 linear feet of manuscripts, letters, papers, scripts, and other documents. Zwed had access to these, as well as key friends, family, and associates, and his own personal encounters with Lomax. And while he touches on some of the knottier questions of the man's personality and relationships, including with his famous folklorist Father John and a string of paramours, and some of the controversies that surrounded him, perhaps putting an end to the canard that Lomax was stealing from the people he collected from, Zwed is more comfortable with a wider historical and cultural view. It makes for a book at once more readable and deeper as we struggle to understand, along with Lomax, the meaning of music then and now, here and around the world. More on Lomax, this week's local concert picks, and our full regional concert listings on the Music Roundup page at KMUW.org.